All right, so today we're going deep on stablecoins.
Okay.
But more specifically, how they're shaping up over in Europe.
Oh,
I've got a
yeah.
whole
Yeah.
stack of reports and analyses, and I gotta say, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Definitely a lot happening right now.
Especially with that new EU thing, the markets in crypto assets regulation,
Yeah.
MiCA, they call it. Feels like they're really laying down the
Nice.
law, setting the stage for a whole new financial world over there.
Yeah, it's really interesting how the EU is approaching this.
So what's your take on MiCA overall?
Well, it's interesting because, it's not just about like clamping down on things,
Yeah.
It's actually about building a framework for innovation, especially when it comes to stable coins.
Yeah.
It's about setting those ground rules so that everybody can play and everybody can feel safe.
Okay, so break it down for me,
Sure.
Micah, like at its core,
Yeah.
what's it all about?
So, like you said, consumer protection's a big one. Transparency, making sure everything's above board,
Okay.
and then of course the whole stablecoin reserve thing.
So what does that mean, like in real world terms? Like how does that actually play out?
Okay, so say you have a stablecoin issuer, right? Under MiCA, they have to hold reserves
Okay.
equal to the value of all the stablecoins they've issued.
Makes sense.
And it can't just be any old assets either.
Oh, really?
Has to be super liquid,
Okay.
low risk stuff.
So you're saying if I have a MiCA compliant stablecoin,
Right.
I can always cash it out for like real euros.
Exactly. It's all
Excellent.
about backing it up, giving people confidence.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm seeing here in these reports,
Yeah.
MiCA's actually making the EU like a hotspot for stablecoin adoption.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing too. One
Really?
report I was looking at actually projects
Okay.
like a 30% increase in stablecoin adoption within the EU by
Wow.
2025.
That's huge.
It's huge. And a lot of it comes down to that legal clarity. Investors and businesses, they want to know the rules of the game.
Yeah, what are they getting into?
Exactly. And the EU's really stepping up to provide that.
Okay, and that kind of leads us to this whole Euro stablecoin thing. I mean, they seem to be blowing up right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Why do you think that is?
For one thing, they provide that bridge,
Yeah.
between traditional finance and the crypto world.
Gotcha.
Especially for folks in Europe, it's a way to get involved in
Bro.
DeFi and all that without having to mess around with dollars.
Without the volatility too, right?
Absolutely.
That's a big one.
Much more stable way to engage with the crypto market.
So it's no surprise then that we're seeing all these
Yeah.
big players getting interested.
Yeah. The institutional interest is definitely there.
What are we talking here? Like, what kind of players are we seeing?
Oh, the usual suspects, banks,
Okay.
payment processors.
Yeah.
You're even seeing some traditional financial institutions poking their heads in.
And they're all looking at MiCA compliant stablecoins.
Yeah, they're looking at how they can use them for all sorts of stuff like tokenized securities, programmable money, all that.
Interesting, but doesn't that kind of make it harder
Right.
for the smaller guys, the startups?
It's a valid concern for sure.
Yeah, I mean, all these requirements,
Yeah.
they got to be tough for a small operation to meet.
It definitely creates a barrier to entry.
Right.
You need resources to comply with all that stuff.
So it's a trade-off then,
Exactly.
ability versus
Yeah.
innovation.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
finding that balance.
Okay, so beyond the barrier to entry issue,
Yeah.
what are some other challenges with MiCA?
Well, you got to worry about regulatory capture,
Right,
right?
that.
Like, what if the big institutions
Okay.
end up having too much influence over the regulations?
I see.
That
It's
could
all.
stifle innovation, you know, and we could end up with a less diverse stablecoin market.
So it's almost like you're trying to control things too much.
Yeah,
Yes.
exactly. You lose that wild west
Yeah.
energy that makes crypto so interesting.
Exactly.
So it's a tightrope walk for
Yeah,
sure.
it really is.
Finding that sweet spot between regulation and letting things breathe.
That's the challenge.
All right, so final question.
Okay.
Crystal ball time.
Sure.
What's the future look like for stablecoins in Europe?
Well, with MiCA fully in place in 2024,
Right.
I think we're going to see some serious growth.
Oh,
Like, we could be looking at MiCA compliant stablecoins
yeah.
becoming the backbone of the whole European crypto economy,
Really?
a safe and regulated alternative
Wow.
to all the volatile stuff out there.
Okay, so this has been a really fascinating look
It is a fascinating
at
space.
MiCA and the future of stablecoins in Europe.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think for our listeners, it'll be really interesting to keep an eye on
Definitely.
some of those Euro stablecoin projects we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, see how they navigate the regulatory landscape,
Yeah.
see what kind of impact they have on the financial world.
Absolutely.
So until next time, keep on diving deep.
keep diving.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you in the next one.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.